Okay, 97.1 The Ticket, Tiger Baseball today. Nice little short show. You know, Stoney's always bitching and moaning that he was never part of a short show. This is not my show. I'm usually on at 6, but I get to come in and it's a short show. I checked the weather just to be sure in Pittsburgh. It's gorgeous. So Tigers trying not to get swept and go 1-5 on a road trip before coming home and taking on the Blue Jays tomorrow. Blue Jays right on their heels, a half game back. So we'll get you to Tiger baseball in the 12 o'clock hour. But right now we're talking about the Tigers and their ineptitude. And it's crazy that we're even having this conversation considering how they started. And as AJ Hinch on the morning show pointed out, they were the first to 30 wins and first to 40 wins and first to 50 and 60. And they could still be the first to 70. Even with all the losing, they still have the third best record in all of baseball. The Cubs and the Brewers are a half game better. That's it. So it's not like you can't turn this thing around. But when you're caught in the moment, when you witness how bad they look, and then yesterday, that was the pinnacle. Like, we can take losing, you can take not scoring, you could take J.K. Simmons having to do like 5 innings on Bally's or FanDuel with Benetti and Dierks. But when you're making unforced errors, when you're gaffing after gaffing, that's when you really start to take notice and you're like, geez, what the hell's going on here? So is it the beginning of the end or is it just baseball? And then we're trying to find the biggest Detroit sports gaffe. Universally agreed. So far, we got plays like Big Shot Bob, C. Webb in the timeout, Sterling Sharp being left wide open. And my personal favorite, Kendall Vildor and the ball popping off his face mask and Brandon Ayuk catching it. So what is, in your mind, the one biggest Detroit sports gaffe that everybody would agree on? We'll go back to the phones momentarily, I must say. Coming up in the 11 o'clock hour, Marcus Davenport, he was asked if he could be the opposite of Hutch, like he should be. Statistically, on the depth chart, he will be. His response was mind-boggling. I got to play this for you. It's not even a topic. I'm just curious what the hell you think, because I heard it, and I still don't know what to think. So we'll do that in the 11 o'clock hour. Let's go to Jim. You're on the ticket. What's going on, Jimmy?
Good morning, Rieger.
Hey, dude.
I agree with the texture. Just hearing your voice can irritate me, so thank you for that, I guess.
Yeah, not a problem. Not a problem. I try my best.
And the topic is a double irritation because the first thing, 0.3 seconds was Isaiah's inbound pass at 87. I would have been like 13 or 14. And it just, even when I think about it, it's like it crushes me a little bit to this day. And it's one of your iconic Mount Rushmore all-time great, not only Pistons, sports players in Detroit history.
So, Jim,
to make that play, yeah.
Even though you don't like my voice, I want to give you something that will irritate you even more. Okay?
Let me just say this. I love to hate you, so that passion
okay.
is close.
I'm good with that. Listen. Hated, love, they're all emotions. As long as I'm evoking some emotions, life is good. Anyway, Jim, you shouldn't do this, but if you want to be pissed off at life, do this, okay? Go back and watch that play. Go back and watch that play. Bird was out of bounds. He was out of bounds. He really was. I had a caller call me up a couple weeks ago and said that. I'm like, ah, you're crazy. I went back and I watched the play at least 50 times. Bird was out of bounds. Now, it's not HD, and you would never get that call at the Garden. And Johnny Most, the announcer, bounce down the ball, bounce down the ball.
I mentioned hearing that after. That's the thing that when every time I hear that,
oh, God.
I don't hear it as much as I used to, but I hear Johnny Most, and I just want to strangle somebody.
Yes. So, go back and watch that, man. Like, he was out of bounds. His foot was on the baseline. He was out of bounds. I'm telling you, I believe this after it was brought to my attention. So I just figured I'd pass it forward to you.
All right, good stuff. Thank you.
Thank you, Jimmy. I appreciate it. Yep. Is that a compliment? He loves to hate me. He loves to hate. I love to hate a lot of things.
That is not a compliment.
That's not? But he said he loves.
To hate you.
But
you can't leave that second part out.
But the word love was in there.
Yes, it was. To hate you.
But if you love something, it's not all bad. I think Jim and my wife have something in common. I think they both feel the same way.
I hope not.
They love to hate me.
I hope not. I hope your wife genuinely loves you.
Not that in common, Kang.
Well, I'm just saying, I hope she loves you, man. Genuinely.
To hate me. The same thing.
I think you love to hate yourself, man.
Accurate. I mean, if you were me, wouldn't you do the same thing? 248. What does that sound mean? I hear
stat
you guys
of the
play.
Day.
Oh, stat. Oh, okay. Is that a good thing or bad thing? I don't even know.
It's a thing of the day.
Okay. All right. Let's go to Mark. You're on the ticket. What's up, Mark? How are you, bud?
Hey, good morning, Jeff. How you doing, man?
Fantastic. What's the word today?
Hey, 54 years old. I've seen a lot of gaffes, but this one was so easy for me. Lions, Redskins, Ben Johnson play calling. Not running Gibbs left and right. He was averaging, I think, 9 yards a carry. Hard to watch.
J-Mo throwing an interception. No, you're right. I mean, they were running the ball down Washington's throat, and it was, what, 3rd and 1, empty set. They needed 1 yard, already in Commanders' territory. And for some reason or another, Goff fumbles the ball because they didn't run the football. Like, what are they thinking? And maybe they're thinking, like, hey, let's try to, you know, put the foot on the neck because our defense sucks. But I agree with you. I mean, Ben Johnson sucked. And it's funny, Mark, because I think Ben Johnson was prepared for that game. But all the people that called in with the conspiracy that he had 1 foot out the door because he took the Chicago job like 2 days later, I don't necessarily disagree with that. It sure looked like that, didn't it?
Sure, absolutely looked like that. Absolutely. And you could maybe say the same about Glenn. You could say that. But, hey, can I give you two more quick ones while I was on hold?
Go for it.
Number two, drafting Darko.
Yeah, that's a gaffe.
And number three, and more pertinent, is what we're talking about with the Tigers here. And I'm being a little extreme here, but signing Alex Cobb. What in the hell were we doing?
I mean, listen, for the most part, Scott Harris has been pretty good, I'd say. But that's a free 15 mil, isn't it? Like, if you're Alex Cobb, he literally said, I was thinking about retiring, and the Tigers come a knocking and say, hey, we want to give you $15 million. And he's like, okay. And he has yet to have to pitch. In fact, I read the injury reports, Mark, and every time I read them, it's Alex Cobb got an injection. Alex Cobb is throwing off a mound. Like, it's never like Alex Cobb, the one time he pitched for the minors, he was fine, but he was really uncomfortable, so we're going to throw him back on the shelf. I would agree. That's a gaffe. That's pretty good.
Mind-boggling.
Thank you, Mark. 248-539-9797. The ticket text, the exact same number. You want to hit on the Tigers, go for it. Is this the beginning of the end, or is this just baseball? This slump that they're in. We'll get you to Tiger Baseball at 1210. Also, what is the biggest gaffe in Detroit sports that we universally agree on? Like, we've had some good ones so far. And if you want to get infuriated, go back and watch Bird Steals the Ball. He was out of bounds, damn it. I believe this now. But coming up next hour, I got to play this for you. Like, Kane, you've heard it. Marcus Davenport addressing the media at training camp. One of the weirdest sound bites you'll ever hear. Is that fair? Am I overselling? I get accused all the time of overselling audio.
This one made me go, huh? I'll say that much.
All right, we'll do that next. 97 won the ticket.